We'll call to order the November 22nd, 2016 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. Welcome everyone. If everyone has nice plans or leaving the short week and have safe travels if you're traveling to Thanksgiving. Move on into our agenda. The first item is approval of the October 25th, 2016 meeting minutes that have already been distributed to the board members. Is there any further discussion? I will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I'll vote. Minutes have been approved. We have one item of old business carried over from last month. This is 215 Lyman Hall Road. It's a marsh buffer setback variance. And we'll pick this one back up with staff.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. As you all recall, the property at 215 Lyman Hall Road, the petitioner came before you during our previous meeting. Was requesting a 15-foot marsh buffer setback variance from the 35-foot requirement. The discussion at the time, which led to the item being continued, in part was due to the fact that the property had not been delineated previously. As you'll see in an attachment on your agenda, that has been done. Mr. Kirkland visited the property subsequent to our last meeting and did make a determination that there appeared to be no state orders associated with this property within the buffer area. Mr. Harris, who is here today and in his stead, can answer any questions related to this. It was his board's opinion during the previous meeting that the requested 15-foot buffer was probably outside of what the board was willing to consider. The petitioner indicated that he did not officially request to amend his petition, but did indicate that his proposed plans could be accommodated under a 10-foot variance. And I think the board was going to consider that as a possible alternative. As I mentioned during the previous meeting, there are not properties along Lyman Hall Road that appear to encroach into the buffer. So there have been no variances granted previously in this area as it relates to the marsh buffer setback, but the petitioner is here and I think prepared to discuss the alternative if the board is open to considering that today. I'll be happy to answer any other questions.
Any questions? Ms. Fallon?
No, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. We'll hear from the petitioner.
Good morning.
I know you signed in last time, but if you signed in today?
I signed in again as well.
Right. And you're already been sworn in, so
thank you.
Continue.
All right.
Thank you.
As far as the buffer, we did take care of the issues that last month were brought forth with the visit from the engineer's office. We're willing to absolutely accept the 10-foot variance as an alternative, making it 25 feet buffer, and that meets the state requirements with the Department of Natural Resources as well. With the located property. And that's pretty much all I have to say on the subject.
I had one question. The engineer's letter indicated that he didn't have a problem with it either as long as the pool wasn't going to be elevated requiring fill. Is it flush to grade?
Yes, sir. That's correct. There's no, there'll be no fill back. We're going to, there's a set of stairs, as you'll notice, it's the second building on the bottom left corner of the screen. There's a set of stairs coming down to ground level. The pool will be at that ground level associated with the stairs.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments, just sir? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone here from the public on this matter? Anything to add from the engineer's office? There's any discussion? I have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
request to approve. D, approve what exactly? The 15 or the 10 foot?
The 10 foot. Which I guess is an amended petition.
I'll second that.
All right, we move and second it to approve a 10 foot marsh buffer setback variance at 215 Lyman Hall Road. And we'll go ahead and call a question. It won't take as long as election night, I hope. It's been approved. Good luck.
Go get it done.
Would it be okay if I left this?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. First item on our regular agenda is 2 Richmond Drive. Say variance to, let's see, the permit to electrical meters. I'm going to read about this one. On a single residential lot. I'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Item before you is property at 2 Richmond Drive. This currently under construction with a new single family residence. This property is located on Idle Hill. It's at the southern terminus of Richmond Drive, adjacent to the marsh. The petitioner is constructing a single-family residence and a detached garage also. They're requesting a variance to Section 3-3 of the zoning ordinance in order to permit a second electrical meter. You all have seen similar petitions of this nature in the past, typically associated with very large lots or some obstruction on the property. This situation is a little bit different in that although the lot is 2.9 acres, it includes about just slightly over 1 acre of high ground. And in this site plan, I'll decipher it here a little bit for you. Richmond Drive comes in here. This is the proposed residence, which is under construction. And over here, adjacent to the driveway, is the detached garage. The petitioner, and in a letter you'll see attached from the petitioner's electrical contractor, and we had a discussion regarding it. It's not a matter of distance, as it typically is with these second electrical meters, but a matter of the service for each of the structures. The petitioner has indicated that they wish to establish a 600-amp service with a generator to the house and a 200-amp service with a generator to the garage. However, the physical constraints of the location of the service caused them to make this request. As we've discussed before, the intent of this portion of the ordinance when it was written was to diminish the opportunity or to have multiple single family residences on a lot of record. Staff, in reviewing the case, does not believe that is the situation here and that the requested second meter does not oppose the intent of the ordinance. Based on these findings and discussions with the petitioner's contractor, we believe that it's appropriate to vary the requirement in this case, and we're recommending approval of the second electrical meter for 2 Richmond Drive.
Are there any questions of staff? So there's new construction going on?
Yes, it's under construction, as we speak.
I do have a question of petitioner.
Thank you. Petitioner here.
First of all, I want to say I don't know anything about electricity, so.
Have you signed
it? I hope it's not an electrical question, because I really don't know.
Have you signed it?
Yes, I have.
All right. Will you state your name?
My name is Bonnie Gentis.
Ms. Gentis, will you raise your right hand? Do you swear that your testimony this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, you said it beautifully. And like I said, I really, since I'm the homeowner, I'm here, but I really should have the electrician here explaining it to you because I don't understand it, but I'll try and answer anything that you like.
I guess I've guessed. Why are you making this application?
Well, we live in Alho, and I don't know if anybody else lives in Alho.
I live close to there.
Our electricity goes out all the time. So our detached garage is a pottery studio for me, and it's a shop for my husband, and it's got a deep freezer in it for his fish and that type of stuff, and an ice maker. So we want two generators, basically a generator to make sure.
You're asking for a second meter. Why?
Second meter, and it started.
Why
the whole
that?
Story started because of the generators for the detached garage.
I'm sorry, I don't understand why generators and electric meters are the same subject.
Well, I don't either.
Well, then why are you asking for the application?
Well, because that's what the electricians say. Can I read it?
Sure, certainly.
Okay, because like I said, I'm not an electrician. It says the house will have a 600 amp service and a generator, and the garage will have a 200 amp service with a generator. There's not enough exterior wall and mount space for the house to provide power to both the house and the garage. It's some sort of technical thing. So we've had the power company out and the county inspector, Carrie Wise, and both of them suggested that this was the proper thing to do. I know I'm not answering very well.
I guess and staff can help us out here too.
Yeah.
Really not enough wall space? That does strike me as odd though.
I think this is on.
Sounds like it.
There we go. Okay. I did visit the situation, and my understanding after seeing the location and having a conversation with the contractor was that obviously an 800 amp service would take care of both of the structures. However, I think they got ahead of themselves in terms of establishing the location, and the location where they established the service was too small for the 800 amp service. So it was sort of an after the fact fix to separate them.
Letter leaves out the electrician's mistake.
A little bit, yes, it does.
It sounds to me like this is a money issue.
Well, let me state that, because I think I stated that in the report, is that there is a fix to this, but at this point in the construction, it's probably not reasonable to ask the homeowner to undo everything that's been done before and establish a new connection.
And just out of curiosity, is there a utility charge for a second meter, whether you use the power or not?
I believe that there is a charge for every meter that you have on your property. So yeah.
Whether you use the power or not?
Yes, sir.
You prepared
it would be. It would
I
be,
am, yeah. And I, you know, I don't mind if the electric company combines the bill. I have no desire to have anybody else live on the property.
I understand that.
Yeah.
They will, by the way.
Pardon me?
They will.
I will.
They will not combine the bill.
They won't. I will.
No.
I mean, I'm just saying that this is not my intention, is to set up a separate property.
Just be aware, because I've had two meters, and they don't give any forgiveness when you have that.
Well, we will be using we will be over there. My husband's retired, and that's his hobby shop, and it's my pottery studio, so we will be using electricity. So.
I have no more comments.
Thanks. Can I?
Anyone else have any questions? Petitioner?
I move for approval.
Does anyone here from the public speak on this matter?
I move for approval. Pardon me, Mr. Chairman.
Now, are there any motions?
I want to move.
I'll second that.
Properly moved and seconded. Vote this time.
Approved.
Good luck.
Hurry up.
Thank you very much. Thanksgiving.
You as well. The final item on our regular agenda is 108 Whistling Duck Court, the rear yard setback variance. And we'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The property 108 Whistling Duck Court is an existing single-family residence in the Tabby Village subdivision. The lot is approximately 6,600 square feet in size and is a conforming lot in the R1 zoning classification. You can see the subject property here, lot number 11.
Broke it.
This is probably the best aerial of the rear of the subject property. The petitioner is requesting a 10-foot rear yard setback variance from the 25-foot requirement in order to construct a new covered porch addition onto the rear of the property. As you can see, and I'll go back to the tax map a little bit, the lots along Whistling Duck Court obviously are all very similar. The lots to the rear are slightly different. You've got two single-family residences only on the rear part, but larger lots than those that have been subdivided along Whistling Duck. And these lots do take their access from Norwood Avenue. The petitioner's intent is to remove the existing deck, the existing uncovered deck, and replace it with a new covered porch. That porch is currently designed would be within 15 feet of the rear property line. This is an elevation you see on the bottom, the rear elevation, the new porch, which would run along the length of the house, would be covered, which constitutes an encroachment. The intent of the rear yard setback requirement is to provide uniform and adequate separation between structures and adjoining property lines. We believe, in view of the location of the most adjacent property and the fact that there is a substantial vegetative buffer and wooden fence between the back of the petitioner's house and the side and rear of the most adjacent property owner's house, that the intent of the ordinance is met and that no adverse impact is likely in this case if a variance were granted. Based on these findings, staff is recommending approval of the 10-foot rear yard setback variance.
Any questions for staff? Thank you. Mr. Call.
Hey.
That's right. Have you signed in?
I did.
All right. Don't normally swear an attorney, so.
Right. Well, I'm here.
No, I'm here one on attorney. They are not known to tell the truth.
Especially when it's their own place, too. You know?
I'm here as a homeowner, so.
Yeah, I swear your testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth.
I will.
Thank you. You just made his day.
Thank you. If y'all have any questions, I'll answer them. The only thing that I will add, this is a fairly old photo. We've actually put up a privacy fence along our side. There's a small drainage ditch here, and the natural buffer has actually grown up a good bit more than it shows on this photo. So there's really, I don't think we'll be having any kind of issues with our neighbors back there.
Any questions for the petitioner?
And basically, it'll look like this. It will just come across the whole house.
I guess the only one I would have is there any other neighborhood objections to your...
We've had the sign, the appeal sign, right here for about 20 days.
Okay.
And nobody has said anything or emailed us or stopped by. And, we haven't heard any comments from any neighbors.
Okay. And we have not had any calls or emails from property owners.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Move
I don't see anyone here from the public, so take a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would move we approve this staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Have a vote. Put in 2¾ in my meter. This is fast.
Much as I hate to put in.
He's a good guy about that.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so.
Approved.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good one. Is there anything else we want to discuss? No? Or adjourned?